I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave Tigrayan forces 72 hours to surrender before the military begins an offensive on the regional capital of Mekele. Abiy said on Twitter Sunday that the rebels are at the point of no return and should give in. Tigrayan forces could not immediately be reached for comment. A military spokesman said earlier that advancing Ethiopian troops plan to surround the capital city with tanks and may shell it, and civilians were told to leave while they still can. The Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, which is refusing to surrender its rule of the northern region, said its forces were digging trenches and standing firm. We should note that claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communication has been down. The conflict erupted on November 4th and has killed hundreds, possibly thousands, and has sent more than 30,000 refugees into neighboring Sudan. And rockets have been fired by rebels across the border into the nation of Eritrea. Foreign nations have urged talks, but Abe has pressed on with the offensive. And Iran on Sunday vowed to defeat any Israeli attempt to harm its role in Syria, saying the era of hit-and-run attacks by Israel there was over, days after Israel carried out airstrikes on Syrian army and Iranian paramilitary targets in the country. Israel, which views Tehran as its biggest security threat, has repeatedly attacked Iranian targets and those of allied militia in Syria, where Tehran has backed President Bashar al-Assad and his forces against rebels and militants since 2012. Palestinian militants, meanwhile, fired a rocket into Israel, drawing Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military reported this on Sunday. There were no casualties reported from either side. This is VOA News. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th, the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said on Sunday. Moncef Slaoui told NBC's Meet the Press News show that within 24 hours from approval, the vaccine will be moving to where it's needed most. He said about 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity, a goal the country could reach by May. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet on December 10th to discuss whether to authorize the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer Incorporated and German partner BioNTech for emergency use. Spain will begin a comprehensive coronavirus vaccination program in January, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Sunday. He said Spain and Germany were the first European Union countries to have a complete vaccination plan in place. Australia's top military official said on Sunday the country's defense force must own a recent report on soldiers committing crimes in Afghanistan and pledged changes to ensure that atrocities do not happen again. The report was published on Thursday after an inquiry into the conduct of Special Forces personnel in Afghanistan between 2005 and 2016. It found that senior commandos forced junior soldiers to kill defenseless captives in order to prepare them for combat in an act called blooding. A newly elected MP for Myanmar's ruling party has been shot dead by an unidentified gunman in northern Shan State, and the party on Sunday urged a quick investigation. It also denounced political violence in the aftermath of elections this month. Thousands of people took to Taipei streets on Sunday for the annual autumn struggle protest march organized by labor groups, with much of the anger focused on the government's decision to ease restrictions on imports of U.S. pork. Taiwan's main opposition party, the Kuomintang, or KMT, rallied its supporters to join the march for the first time, having mounted an increasingly strident campaign against the pork decision, which it says threatens food safety. Afghanistan faces funding cuts and tighter restrictions on vital aid from an international donor conference this week hosted in Geneva, marking further challenges for a nation torn by two decades of war and now ravaged by COVID-19. Ministers from about 70 countries and officials of humanitarian organizations will meet virtually early next week. They're expected to pledge billions of dollars to safeguard development projects, with talks between the Afghan government and Taliban rebels stalled